Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks are ready to work, and they are more than ready to get rid of an 0-6-1 winless streak. Coming off their worst loss of the season, the Hawks have regrouped and look to bounce back against Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the rest of the Edmonton Oilers. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray. The Hawks have reloaded in a little bit, maybe mentally is a better way to say it, and I think we may see a different-looking Hawks team here tonight. Left circle, Nugent Hopkins. He'll fire in and out of the glove of Soderblom, and then a follow-up shot by Hyman. Soderblom scrambled to knock that wide. Rebound taken back. There's Hyman in the slot. Shoots and scores. Off of a perfect feed from behind the Hawk net. Zach Hyman, he didn't move more than about 5 feet after that first shot, and he backed up a little bit, got the puck, put it into the top shelf. It's a power play goal, and Edmonton leads 1-0.
I got to see what's going on here. Soderblom ends up down on the ice, and Hyman cross-checked Seth Jones over the top. They're going to challenge this one.
Video review has determined there was goaltender interference if we have no goal.
It's Reese Johnson.
I'll stay engaged here, and I know our line will do our best to stay engaged and make an impact here.
Pierce from the left circle, put up a side of the net, and a shot from Draisaitl. They score. 1-0 Edmonton, 54 seconds into period number two. And it just seems like the Oilers are the kind of a team, Joe, that they can just sort of flip a switch and create those opportunities. Hyman will clear to the line. Kept in by Jack Johnson. Shoots, he scores! Jack Johnson with a good play to keep it in at the line. Just wristed the puck toward the Oiler net. And one of the Hawks did a flyby in front of Skinner and obscured his view long enough for that puck to beat him. And the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1. It's Blackhawks forward Boris Kachuk. And Boris, congratulations on picking up your first goal of the season. Your last goal was April 22nd of last season against the Dallas Stars. But
you got to do that to me, huh? You got to say how long it was?
You just got to be simple like we're doing tonight. I think sticking to our structure and, you know, being there in each other's pockets and down low. And, you know, it's very evident. The key to that goal was, you know, Reeser was right there to help me second quick. And it just got to the point, simple shot from Jack. And luckily it hit my pants, you know.
Here's a shot by Domi. He scores! Max Domi from the right wing circle. Snap one over the shoulder of Skinner. It's a power play goal, and it gets the Hawks back to within a pair of the Oilers. Trailing 4-2 with 7:23 left in period number three. Back in the Oilers' zone, Reese Johnson with the left circle fire. They score! It's Mackenzie Entwistle. Reese Johnson let it rip from the left circle, and the puck was stopped by Skinner. There was Entwistle on the rebound, and he rips it home. The Hawks have scored a pair of goals inside of 30 seconds and now trail the Oilers by only a single tally at 4-3.
Entwistle picks it up and he fires into the back of the net for Entwistle. That's his first of the season, so that fourth line factoring into two of the Edmonton goals tonight. Kachuk with his first, Entwistle with his first.
Faceoff is won by the Oilers, then taken away by Kane. Put it in front, Domi shoots, he scores! His second power play goal of the night! An outstanding play by Patrick Kane to take the puck away from an Oiler, and then from near the bottom of the left wing circle, just sweep it across in front of the Oiler net, and Domi pounds it home! The Hawks are back within a goal of the Oilers again. Draisaitl pushed against the end boards. Puck pops out to Domi. Tried to feed it back to the point. Picked off by the Oilers, and the horn sounds in the background. And a hard-fought game by the Blackhawks here. The full 60 minutes. They never gave up. But they were just one goal shy of the Edmonton Oilers here tonight, who end up winning the hockey game 5-4 and winning the season series, winning 2 games out of 3. The other game will be played up in Edmonton in the new year.